The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As you might remember, we moved into a different house about 9 months ago. And admittedly, we have had some surprises. We have had water in our basement for the second time. Both times are from the furnace. We finally figured out why. But it made a huge mess. Had to tear up carpet and throw it out and dry things out. Oh, my gosh. But it also reminded me of an even bigger project, which was our first house that we moved into. Barely out of seminary and college, we couldn't afford much, and so what we had to buy was a huge fixer-upper. Oh my goodness, there were no outlets that worked in the kitchen, the oven that was built in didn't work, the water pipes barely dribbled out water because they were the old galvanized that were all crudded up. Oh, and on it goes. It took a lot of favors, a lot of money, a lot of time to fix it all up. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, Paul speaks about our life in that way of houses. He says so in the letter to the 1st and 2nd Corinthians that our bodies are like houses that don't last. He reminds us that our present body is not our dream house, you might say. Besides being blind, I've had other problems just like you. Oh, I've had some knee surgery and shoulder surgery, and I have a bad thyroid and many other things as well. The body just doesn't last, just like houses don't last. But that's what Paul is saying to you and to me, that these bodies aren't our dream house. In fact, as a redeemed child of God, here's the score. No matter how bad and dingy your present dwelling is, your body, or no matter how good your dream house is, and that could be your body or your earthly one, it's nothing compared to the one that you're going to have in eternity. And that's why Paul says, the verse for today is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage. When it comes to a house here on earth and which one to live in, you got to ask some questions like, what's the price? And if it's your dream house, it's usually more than we could ever afford. Well, when it comes to the dream house of eternity, in order for God to redeem you and me and to take us to heaven, he had to pay the unbelievable astronomical cost of his life on the cross. Not only did he pay that cross, but he gives this home to us as a gift. You know, like when a grandparent just wills a house to somebody, it's yours. No sweat equity, no favors, no outlays of funds. It's just a gift given by a will or inheritance when a grandparent dies. That's what God has done for you and me. A paratrooper once was asked, how many times has he jumped from an airplane? Asked by an admirer. And he admitted, I've never jumped from a plane. Well, this admirer quickly turned from an admirer to a critic. Well, then how can you call yourself a paratrooper? The man answered, oh, I'm a paratrooper, all right, but I've never jumped out, but I've been pushed out 37 times. It illustrates, really, that there are two types of courage. There's that macho bravado of a superhero like you see sometimes in the movies, but there's that other silent courage like this paratrooper who gets on the plane 36 more times after being pushed out the first time because he was too scared. It might not be dramatic, but it gets the job done. And Paul calls it good courage. good courage is what makes great things happen out of seemingly insignificant things. So we are always of good courage. We know that we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we can be of good courage, because you give us that courage, because you give us hope for eternal life. We thank you that this life and this body isn't all that we have, but we have so much more because of what you have done. Lord, help us to live our lives now with courage, being willing even to jump out of a plane, so to speak, or to be pushed out when we're uncomfortable, knowing that you're always there. You're that parachute that brings us safe into eternity. Give us strength, give us courage, and especially help us to walk by faith. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you, especially one of those times when God did kind of push you out of the plane and you were of good courage and it turned out wonderfully well, or maybe when it didn't turn out wonderfully well, but you knew you were walking by faith. Please let me know. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, @not-alone.net. Or if you receive the email notice, just reply to that. It comes directly to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus @not-alone.net.